The Two Kenyas, Part 4. Life is not easy for many in this world, and this is what I saw in the initial studies that I have come across on the internet. And yet not so far across the country. The world is transformed through the wealth of other men and women, swimming pools filled with endless water, white beaches along sandy shores, more shops than you could ever dream to visit in one day, bright, shiny faces of many, both old and young, glamour, appropriate clothing, high-rise buildings in the way of accommodation offered in all sizes and shapes, great wealth and unlimited water. How can the same country be so different from one side to the other? It's beyond my own comprehension that these same people are not sharing what they have with their own brothers and sisters who walk numerous kilometres every day just to get water for their cow, their camel, their goat, the young of their family, and lastly, themselves. Does this side of their country know of the plight of the others? It's something to behold when you take a look at each photo in comparison. In my eyes, it's a criminal act of atrocity towards humankind, their own brothers and sisters. Amazing that the thoughts and ideas of two separate people, and yet they belong to each other. Their prayers are not unheeded, as from a personal experience I know that Heavenly Father answers all prayers. Aid is being sent in fast and furious from countries around the world. Aid in the way of food, clothing, water. But where does it go to? It's certainly not being received where it needs to be. Even my own church sends containers filled with everything that families need in the way of care and basic nourishment. Who handles it at the receiving end? Where are those containers? I saw no evidence of one single container on any of the photos I was taken to. Who are the middlemen who receive, and after signing delivery dockets, where is it all taken to at that point? Produce and clothing willingly given freely. What happens to it all? They say there are trucks of goods and water arriving somewhere. I didn't see any evidence of even one truck. Remote schools and communities are supposed to be the recipients. This so reminds me of two friends who live close by, who asked me to help with a donation of toothbrushes and toothpastes for them to distribute amongst the children of a village they would be staying at in Samoa for several weeks. And that is the end of part 4.